Welcome to the TriCatch podcast sponsored by EI2. My name is Gabby Colson and I am your host for today's episode. We're in our series called Back to School, in which we chat with folks within the Farm Credit Services of America network about how they are furthering their education and how it impacts them in their day-to-day. I'm here with Chris Summers, a member of our Ag Direct team. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
So good to have you on the podcast.
Good to be here.
Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself to us?
Yes. My name is Chris Summers, and I've been at Farm Credit for about 8 years now, coming up in May. And I've worked in Ag Direct a majority of the time. I've worked in both the funding areas and on the processing team, and also worked on the Salesforce implementation as an SMA for about 9 months.
Nice.
So yeah, I had a little fun over there too. So, let's see. As far as my educational background, I have a BSBA for undergrad, in majoring in finance. And as far as a career, I've worked in finance for a majority of my career in both brokerage and lending industry, and just started up the MBA program a year and a half ago.
Nice. Yeah. So tell us about that. Where at? What is, you know, what's the program tailored to? All of that stuff.
Well, I am at the University of Arizona Global Campus, and it's a program that's offered through work. So
nice.
Saw a chance to learn a little more and thought I'd jump at it.
Yeah. Nice. That's awesome. Okay. So what are your favorite aspects of the program?
My favorite aspects. The favorite aspects I have are learning something new every 6 weeks. So basically, the classes, for those that are not used to the online courses, classes are every 6 weeks. And so I get a chance to jump into a new course. Some things with specific classes that I enjoyed was a stats class, analytics. There was an entrepreneurship. Yes, I had no idea what entrepreneurship was.
That sounds fancy.
It was like, whoa, that's kind of cool. But it seems like our strategy and innovation group, I think they're pretty much a spinoff of entrepreneurship.
Interesting.
It seems to overlap.
Nice.
And I had actually went during part of this whole process, I've been going and sitting with different people across the company and trying to use that to get a little bit better insight into the course that I was in for every 6 weeks. So
nice.
I actually went and sat with Carly and learned a little bit about that area. So
nice. That's awesome.
But yeah, that's essentially
things that you liked.
The things that I enjoyed. Yes.
Yeah. I heard you liked statistics, which is not my cup of tea. So
it's
good
for you. Statistics from afar.
Oh, okay.
I'll just say that. I don't have to do the calculations.
Oh, got it.
I enjoyed it. I actually enjoyed it, taking that in undergrad course. Did horrible at it the first time and retook the course again to you know, learn, you know, get some more insight.
Yeah.
And actually, I mean, that time it all clicked.
Oh, nice. Okay. So you're saying there's hope if I didn't quite get it.
Yes, exactly. Just keep staring at the numbers and it'll eventually make sense.
Nice. Yeah. So you mentioned every 6 weeks. That seems pretty fast paced.
It is. Yes, it's very fast paced. I was told that it was going to take about 15 to 20 hours for study time each week.
And
yeah, I bet you I'm cranking in 20 to 30.
Wow.
I mean, it's
been a lot of time.
Yeah. So, you know, it's probably not all just straight looking at the reading material.
Right.
I'm sure I'm taking some breaks in between.
Yeah.
But yes, it's taken quite a bit of time.
Yeah. So how do you balance like work, life, this program, all of that stuff? What's kind of your go-to?
Well, here's my balance. It's work and studying.
That's got it.
Pretty much.
And that's your life.
That's my life. Yeah. For myself, what I've realized, I have to really focus in on something and just keep at it and don't look up and look around.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what's been going on for the past year and a half.
Gotcha.
In a household where my wife started up a business a couple of years ago. She spends a lot of her time doing that.
Yeah.
And then the kids are at an age where they're in their late teens, so they don't want to hang out with me anymore. So it's like, well, I can sit and watch TV or something, but hey, how about this?
Apply yourself maybe a little bit more.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, that's great. So. What other kind of challenges of the program have you had to overcome?
I would say as far as the challenges, it was adapting to doing online courses.
Uh-huh.
That was the biggest thing. When I started the undergrad, it was, you know, you'd go to class all the time.
Right.
That being said, taking online courses provides a huge convenience of being able to study, and you just need to turn in your coursework, you know, by the deadline, and that's it.
Yeah.
So that's a huge advantage. So it's a plus and a minus.
Yeah.
Some other challenges, I would say I haven't been able to watch the Husker games for a while.
Well, listen, that might be an advantage. But we haven't been super great lately.
I was going to say, that's the plus.
Right.
So there's pluses and
pros and cons for all of it.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So I did learn last year how to turn off the text notifications on my phone when friends were talking about how great the Huskers were doing or not great.
You're trying to study and you're like, dang it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Okay, cool. So let's dive in. What has been like one of your favorite courses that you've taken?
I would say, again, the innovation and technology, and mm-hmm. then the entrepreneurship. I'd worked in some small businesses earlier on and just truly enjoyed being in those small businesses. And because you have to do everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the marketing department, you're the finance department. I mean, it wasn't to that extreme, you know, in the role that I was playing, but, you know, it was marketing and sales is what I was doing, but I had a chance to see the insights with all of those things.
Yeah.
So I would say those two classes were a lot of fun. They were the electives. And then the last one that I really enjoyed doing is the current one, which is the capstone. And that's essentially going through and driving a corporation for 6 weeks. You're basically, when you're driving it for 6 weeks, the timeline in a computer simulation is for 1 year. So you're making quarterly decisions on marketing, budgeting, and whether or not to do R&D. And so it's kind of
cool.
Fun. Yeah, exactly. So, and it's, they try and get it real life where, and a lot of people seem to have had, you know, myself included, it's like, how do I make these decisions? How do I make these choices? I see these variety of different tools to use for analysis, but how do I know if I'm doing the right thing?
Right.
And just like as somebody that's, you know, steering this corporation or any other small business even, you know what, you're going to make a call and you're going to have to see what happens.
Right.
And you have to do course corrections.
Yeah. Deal with the consequences, good or bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
So something I just recently heard not too long ago was when, you know, we put a man on the moon, it was basically a whole bunch of failures. It was one failure after the next.
Right.
Every time you're shooting off a rocket, you're constantly making the course corrections.
Yep.
I can't quote that. Sorry. I don't know who it was.
That's all right.
I just listened to it in one of the books.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great kind of mindset to have as you kind of go into, especially like going back into learning, right? Because you have all of this real life experience and then you go to actual courses and you're like, oh, this isn't how it works in real life, or, oh, I wish I knew that, or.
You know, you're bringing up a really good point. I think it's been a huge advantage having the experience.
Yeah.
Because I've seen some of the younger students, it seems like they might struggle a little bit more with those things because they don't have that work experience.
Yeah.
And so it's definitely been an advantage from that standpoint.
Yeah.
So.
That's awesome. You know. So how have you applied, like not just the technology and innovation role, but like your whole program so far, how have you applied that to your day to day?
I would say as far as my day to day, this has helped out quite a bit with time management in a way. I'm seeing things in a different level and a different perspective. It's not, you know, week to week now, it's like 6 weeks out. It's like, okay, especially starting off this course. Okay. I've got a year and a half to go.
Yes.
Then I've got 6 months to go, you know, and, what's kind of really interesting, and I hope to utilize this a little bit afterwards was, there's another book, The 12-Week Year. And
oh yeah. I've heard of it. I haven't read it.
Good book.
Yeah.
And you have access to it.
Okay.
As long as it's not checked out.
Yeah. I'll have to look it up.
But I may try and jump back into that one in a couple of weeks.
Nice.
When these courses are over. But, you know, it kind of aligns with this idea of basically going through and, you know, figuring out what your priorities are and you know, focusing on those for a period of 12 weeks rather than, you know, the looking at it on an annual basis,
yeah,
where people typically rush to meet their goals right at the end of the year.
Right.
And instead, you
right.
reestablish that instead of at the end of the year, it's like, okay, you know what? I've got this goal and I'm going to focus on this each week.
Well, it's so. Just like you said, kind of running the business, right? It's quarterly decisions, right?
Oh,
life
yeah.
happens. And
yeah, exactly.
You can't can't annually plan maybe for something when who knows what the year's going to bring.
Exactly. I mean, it's so hard to predict so, you know, far out.
Yeah.
You know, you go past a year, getting into 3 and 5 years, you know, it's so many different things that can happen. I mean, look at our environment now with the, you know, not to be morbid, but I mean, you got the Ukrainian war and then you have to worry about the grain exports. And,
right.
You know, what's that going to do to the prices here? And,
yeah.
You know, how's that going to impact the people to want to, you know, sell the grain in the U.S.?
Yeah. All of the downstream impacts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So, Chris, what's next for you?
Here is what's next. I would like to get back into the hobbies that I used to have in my real life. That's what I would love to do. One of those would be fishing. I'm really looking forward to getting back into that. Luckily, over the past couple of years, I've still been able to get up to northern Minnesota and go up there with my father and brother.
Nice.
he's up there. He's in his middle 80s now. And it's like, okay, you know what? Each year is a gift.
Yep,
so I've got to get up there and spend some time with them. You know, it's interesting because that you ask that because I know in this, so we're in the final 6 weeks.
Right. You're almost done.
Almost done. And we have to do, each time you enter into a new course, you have to do an intro. And I had communicated this and noticed it from others that it's like, what happens after this?
Right.
I mean, I'm starting to get twitchy thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with, you know, an extra, you know, 20, 30 hours a week?
Yeah.
It's like, am I going to go back to just sitting and watching TV? Not that I don't watch TV all that
much.
I mean, I'll stream stuff and watch, you know, partial movies usually, but it's like, what do you want to do with all that extra time?
Yeah.
One thing that this had reminded me of from years ago when I was going through my undergrad was I was attending UNO at the time, went to a class downtown and had just gotten finished with, I had taken a test and I couldn't even tell you what course was for, but I remember walking out of the class and I just knew that I hadn't done all that well in the course or in the test. And I was kind of fuming at that point. I mean, it was all on me.
Yeah.
I mean, back at that time, I didn't actually put in 20, 30 hours a week.
Right.
If I got in 20 to 30 minutes, I was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I could kind of skate by a little bit. But essentially, I can remember walking out. And it was, you know, it was during the wintertime. It was kind of dark. It was going through downtown, walking through. And I saw a bus stand. Or, mm-hmm. And essentially, there was somebody that was in there. And he was looking at me. So I'm trying to kind of ignore him in a way, and he comes out, and all he does is he comes out and he smiles and holds out his hand and wants to shake my hand, and I shook his hand, and said hi to him and tried to greet him, and realized he didn't have the ability to talk. So, in my mind, in going back and thinking about this, we're all given gifts all the time, and we have to make the most of those gifts.
Yeah.
We, you know, everybody that's working here has the potential to, you know, is smart. It's just a matter of taking advantage and using those gifts.
That's great.
And we've got this with the master's course or with the undergrad course. You can, you know, you've got access to free education.
Yep.
Why not take advantage of it? Even if you don't do it in the 1.5 years or 2 years or whatever it is, you know, just spread it out and learn.
Yeah, that's
take
great.
Take advantage.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That was a great story, Chris. Thank you
Thanks.
For sharing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Chris, for the awesome conversation and the laughs.
Absolutely.
We did laugh a lot, Gabby. Which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks to all who tuned in and listened. We look forward to our next episode in which we continue our back to school series. Have a great day.